Her hopes died a few days later when Mars Chester brushed the length of his body against hers as she stood in the kitchen, chopping carrots for soup. Ruth said nothing, not even after he left them alone in the kitchen, so although Joanna felt sickened and unsettled, she pretended it hadn't happened. But that night, a shadowed figure appeared in the doorway of the little room Joanna shared with Ruth. She held herself perfectly motionless and silent, feigning sleep. But Mars Chester groped beneath the quilts and seized her arm. Before she could cry out, she felt Ruth's strong arm encircle her waist, restraining her. "You want something to eat, sir?" Ruth said, her usually sure voice quavering. "I'll fetch it for you." Mars Chester pulled on Joanna's arm until she gasped from pain. "Go back to sleep, Ruth."
"So she's just a girl. I can take care of you."
"Ruth, if you know what's good for you, you'll hush up and go back to sleep."
Ruth said nothing more. Mars Chester hauled Joanna out of bed and propelled her, stumbling, out the kitchen door, past the smokehouse, to a grassy hollow some distance from the big house. She struggled, but he was much too strong. He held his hand over her mouth to muffle her cries of anguish and pain. When he finished, he stood up, brushed the grass from his knees, tucked in the shirt she had sewn for him, and held out a hand to help her to her feet. She wrapped her arms around her waist and rolled over onto her side away from him.
"Very well, lie here alone then," he muttered.
She heard the grass rustle as he strode back toward the house, but soon the chirping of crickets drowned out the sound of his footfalls. She tried to sit up, but her stomach rebelled. She vomited up everything she had eaten that day until bile burned her throat, until she shook with dry heaves. Suddenly, she felt strong hands on her shoulders, a scream strangled in her chest as someone wiped her face with a cool, damp cloth.
"Hush, baby," Ruth murmured. "It's gonna be all right."
But it wouldn't. Joanna knew that. She would never be all right again. When Mars Chester came for her again a few nights later,